Democrat Elissa Slotkin continues to receive campaign cash from lobbyist landlord following controversy. By Jacob Bliss on October 20, 2022. Democrat Representative Elissa Slotkin, ME, continues to receive campaign donations from her lobbyist landlord after weeks of controversy following the arrangement. Recently released campaign finance data from the FEC revealed that Slotkin accepted $150 spread out between three payments in July, August, and September from Jerry Hollister, totaling $1,325 over the entire election cycle. The records showed that the latest payment to Slotkin's campaign was on September 30, roughly 2 weeks after Fox News reported the Congresswoman moved into home of lobbyist, campaign donor to run in new district. The Congresswoman currently represents Michigan's 8th Congressional District in the House but decided to run in the 7th Congressional District, where she moved into a condo owned by Hollister. Hollister is a part-time corporate executive for a pharmaceutical manufacturer receiving millions in federal funding, while his job description on LinkedIn says he is in charge of developing congressional relationships, important to continued growth. His LinkedIn also indicates that he assists another company with applying for federal grants. It has also been reported that Hollister and his family are registered to vote at the same address where Slotkin now resides. When Slotkin was confronted about the situation during a television debate with her Republican opponent, State Senator Tom Barrett, she imploded on the news anchor asking the questions. Trying to defend herself, Slotkin claimed the attacks were a political desperation since she claimed to be paying fair market value. Slotkin's Republican opponent attacked her by saying there were over 1,500 available apartments in Lansing, Michigan, at the time. Still, Slotkin lives in the one known by the executive who donates to her campaign. A spokesman for Barrett's campaign told Breitbart News, Elissa Slotkin was caught red-handed advocating for federal funds for her lobbyist landlord's company, denied it, and in her arrogance, continues to accept campaign contributions from him. The whole thing smells and is exactly what people are sick of. Arrogant Washington politicians who think they can do whatever they want. Slotkin's campaign did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.